is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I distinctly remember when I was a kid, my oldest brother had a car that was called a Woody. A Woody is a type of station wagon where the rear of the car's bodywork is constructed of wood or styled to resemble wood. Anyway, we were driving somewhere, and he asked me to crawl to the very back of that car and get something. I looked around, and it looked like it was about 100 miles to the back of that station wagon, like an unknown tunnel, and it was dark back there. So I hesitated. I was like, Barney Fife, chewing on gum, nervous. Finally, my brother asked if I was afraid to go back there because of the dark. Well, I wasn't about to admit to my older brother that I was afraid, so I thought about it for a split second, concluded that it was only a car, took a deep breath, and despite still being afraid, I went back and got whatever it was I was supposed to get. Now, fear is like that, isn't it? It intimidates us. It becomes our enemy because it paralyzes us, and we're stuck wherever we are. But once we are determined to do whatever it is we need to do, we can conquer our fears. When I say conquer our fear, I don't mean we make it go away. We do what's necessary despite our fear. As a kid, I knew in my mind there was nothing back there in that Woody, but I was afraid of the dark, of what I wasn't totally sure of. You see, we let our imaginations go south, and we then let false ideas direct our thinking. My favorite acrostic for the word fear, F-E-A-R, is false evidence appearing real. And that is so true. Think about it. I was afraid to crawl back there in that station wagon because of the false evidence. I imagined someone, I guess, hiding back there in the station wagon, just waiting for me to crawl so this monster could snap me up. But we'd been driving along for quite some time. We were in a safe place, and no one would hide back there waiting for me because, well, no one would have known about me being there in the first place. So when I thought it through for even just a second or so, well, I trusted my brother enough to overcome that fear. When I put it together, briefly processed it, I was able to act in the midst of that fear. I went through a process that helps us face our fears. So think about it. When you're afraid, first thing to do is actually think about your fears. And that sounds counterintuitive. I mean, I've said before that when we dwell on our thoughts, whatever that thought is grows, and that's true. But here I'm not saying we focus on our fears and focus and focus. I mean to say we analyze it, we think about it, and then we do something about it. That's because some fears are legit. When I was in high school, some of my buddies and I went swimming. And we went up to Lake Altus, and there was a channel, and they said, "Come on, Whitlock, jump in, swim across." And I knew something that they apparently didn't know. I was and remain a pathetic swimmer. I mean, I was tempted to jump in to prove I could do it, but I also knew that it wasn't worth the risk. And besides, well, I really didn't need to prove anything to those guys. They were my friends. So I knew my limitation as a swimmer. I knew the length they were swimming, and so, well, I stayed put. And they eventually swam back to where I was. Now, I'm convinced, given the circumstances, I could have been in really serious trouble if I had tried to swim that channel. So there's a fear that I'm glad I listened to. So what am I saying? I'm just saying think about it. But then secondly, prepare to face your fear. If I had walked away from that lake feeling defeated and intimidated by that fear of swimming the channel, well, then I should have gone back, taken swimming lessons, and then come back and conquered that fear. As it was, I had no desire for that. It didn't bother me not to swim that channel. But if it had, if fear was standing in my way and needed conquering, let's say I wanted to join the Navy or get on the swim team, then I would have needed to come up with a strategy to face that fear, to fight it. So prepare for it. And then thirdly, name it. Name the fear. Sometimes merely stating what your fear is gives you the strength to deal with it. Say your fear out loud. What is it? And when you try to ignore it, it seems to grow. When you name it, it shrinks. And fourth, visualize yourself overcoming the fear. you've probably read where athletes can imagine the successful completion of a physical task thousands and thousands of times before they actually achieve it. This mental mapping ensures that when the body moves, it's more likely to follow its preordained path. And that same practice will prepare you to succeed at whatever it is you're trying to achieve, even when you're afraid of it. So you do that. You imagine yourself doing the thing you fear. Imagine yourself, visualize yourself overcoming that thing that you fear, and then kick yourself in the butt and do it. Sometimes you almost have to get a little mad with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror if you need to. Be stern. Give yourself a good talking to. Then do the thing you're afraid to do. Maybe it's leaving a relationship. Maybe it's staying in a relationship. Maybe it's confronting someone with their behavior. Whatever it is, do what you need to do. And then, hey, then come back here next week and join me right here. In the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.